You begin the last for discussions on Target D.
Thank you, Chair. Just a quick reaction on what you said about how we deal with these indicators at national level and how we deal with this distinguish between damage and destroy it. So in Brazil, we have it self-reported by the local authorities and province authorities. So when we have a disaster situation, they have to report to the national level. And in this report, we have already established some indicators, a kind of outline for them to follow up that outline. And in these, we have specific indicators for them to classify if the infrastructure was damaged, critically damaged, or destroyed. So in our case, we use the self-reported indicators, and as EU said, it would be difficult to define what would be basic services. In our case, also, we have a kind of guidelines for them to identify what are the basic services for them at local levels, levels and province level. So in each disaster situation, in the needs assessment, they have to report what kind of basic services were destroyed, interrupted, or damaged. So it's based in self-reported information. And of course, for each, Brazil is a huge country. So for each region, a service is basic and another is different. So we have guidelines, and it's we could have it here using the terminology. For example, a broad number of what would be basic services, but it could be different for each country, even reporting at global level, because what's important at global level, it's not to identify what kind of basic service were damaged, but basic services that were damaged. So it could be solved by a terminology instrument. I would like also to strong support D2, but to suggest inclusion. I believe we had said that before in the first meeting, but it's not reflected. In D2, including mental health services, just to keep currency with Sendai, where we always try to use and to include mental health services with or close to health services. I also would like to strong support the proposal made by Zambia to include agriculture infrastructure, because for many countries, including Brazil, this is critical. I'd like also to strong support the proposal made by Indonesia, D11 and D12. But perhaps we could merge that with D9. So I believe it's possible to find a wording to include D9, to merge D9, D11, and D12. And also just a quick reaction for those who suggested the deletion of D6. In the same spirit of D9, D11, and D12, we really need some indicators that show how we are progressing in implementing Sendai, not just showing how we have failed. So I believe that we believe that D6 is a strong indicator to show how we are doing better to keep our population safe, and not just how we have failed in the last or in the past disasters. So I'd strongly suggest to keep. We could work on the new wording as Bolivia suggested for D6, or even including D6 in the new wording for D9, D11, or D12. Thank you, Chair.